This is TLV1.
You are listening to Call Cambridge.
I'm coming home, tell the world I'm coming. And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. See, you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. World, I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they're fighting for my sake. I'm coming home, coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
So far. It's always darkest before the dawn, and you can't doubt, and you can't hate, but I know, no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home, tell
קפת את הילד לישון, הוא חיכה לך שעה לפה, אבא לא ידע שהלכת להביא את השלום. שמש בגבעון דום וירח בעמק הילון, חולם על המקום הזה ביום שנפסיק בו ללחום ונתחיל בו לנשום. מהר כמה הים המתגבר ומשתפר, גורר יחס, גורר יחס, גורר שמחה וחיוך, אהבה ותמימות, שחרור שני עמים מעבדות לחירות. בנות על הצריח במקום חיילים, פרחים בקנים במקום פגזים. חלמתי על היום, התעוררתי בדמעות, תקשיבו ואתן לכם לראות.
השמש תיגע מתנה לגבי את העיניים אני תומך לצידך מחזיק לך את הידיים כולם בסוף מתים חשוב לי שתדעי שלמרות שהוא נפל חלה נשאר בליבי שוב הכי נופים כמו עלים בשלכת והכי קל זה לקום לעזוב ללכת הרי אומרים שני מקום שני מזל אכן להסתתר מיד הגורל אז נשארנו לנו כאן ובנינו לנו בית האמנו ביונה בשלום בלה של זית ועמדנו בהמנון ושירתנו בצבא וקברנו חיילים ובכינו בשבעה נפלנו לברכיים ושוב על הרגליים ועזו הכדורים נלחמנו בידיים ונשמר לנו הזין לחכות לשלום אני אפסיק את זה לחלום שלי בידום
אחרי 56 שנים של הגנה על הבית כמעט ועבדה התקווה ליונה ובפי העלה של זית אבל אנחנו כאן להזכיר לכולם שאסור לוותר על היום צריך לשלב יד ביד וביחד נהפוך למציאות את החלום
אחים
This is TLV1. You're listening to the sounds of Cold Cambridge. I'm none other than DJ Antiphasis, and sitting here right with me is none other than
Rav Kav.
Rav Kav in the house, literally in the house today.
Yeah, we're at my apartment.
Because, you know, we're a little bit late this month. Unfortunately, various people got sick, including me. You can probably hear me. I'm still a little hoarse. But, you know, we're making sure the show comes out for October. Don't miss it. And it's been quite a month indeed. But we'll get to that in a minute, of course. I can't start the show without thanking our patrons, without whom we wouldn't be here. And a special shout out to our Dizengoff patrons and above, Zev and Nomi. Zev is celebrating his birthday this month, so mazel tov to Zev.
Yom Hulet Sameach.
Yom Hulet Sameach Me'od. And to Jeffrey Davidson. And of course, if you're not a patron yet, you can get involved at patreon.com/KOL Cambridge. All the extra content there is really good. And there's going to be some really cool benefits, actually, which maybe I'll talk about. You know what? I'm going to talk about that soon, but it's been a big month in Israel.
Teaser.
Yeah, it's been a big month in Israel, right, Rav Kav?
It's been a very big month in Israel, in Jewish history, and first time recording since some of our brothers have come home, and been some of them already released from the hospital and back with their families. It's really miraculous.
It was very emotional. We opened the show with kind of coming home. It's called Shiri Maimon, together with Tamir Greenberg. We don't normally do English, but they did that song live in Jerusalem about a year ago, kind of obviously a redo of an English song, and you know, it was all about the hostages, and now, you know, so many of them have come home. Still a few we're waiting for, of course, but the fact that there's no longer any kind of people alive being made to suffer by Hamas, I think, is a big relief here.
It's a massive relief, and there's a sense of like being able to finally take a breath, as someone said, like, it's finally October 8th,
right,
to some extent. And yeah, hopefully we're able to move forward and to get the rest of those hostages that are not alive back. But there's a big relief that
so many
people are home.
So many came home. And I actually, kind of the night before it happened, I went over to Hostage Square here in Tel Aviv, just to kind of, I know, I felt like it was a place that I needed to be at that time. And And it was a very joyous atmosphere. I wasn't quite there on the joy. I was like, you know, Hamas, they're so full of tricks and stuff. Like, right. I was like, I'm not celebrating until they're actually here. But definitely, you know, there was definitely a vibe of you know, celebration already. And there were people just spontaneously singing together. There was a large group of people singing together. And one of the songs they sang was this song, Prachim Bekaneh. Which we played after that. Not this version. They were going with the original version from 1967. This is the redo by Subliminal and Mishpachat Takht, which the song actually mentions, you know, the Gaza Strip. It talks about kind of the sun going red between the city of Gaza and the city of Rafah, and talks about other places in the Six-Day War. But importantly, it talks about the soldiers coming home. And it talks about the gun barrels being filled with flowers. They're being used as vases instead of for shooting. And, you know, together with the hostages returning, it's also ceasefire.
Yeah, yeah. And we're in a community with a lot of people who have been in reserve duty and away from their families. So hopefully that burden will be a lot less and can return to some normalcy for those Miluim reservist families.
Indeed. So it's been, you know, very, very emotional. And obviously, it's, you know, we're far, far from finished. Like, you know, there's a long way to go to, you know, really final calm and hopefully even peace. But I think everyone here is feeling very relieved.
It's a new phase. It's a new stage. New day.
Cool. You know, I've got some huge news I want to share, but we've talked a lot and I also want to get on with music. And I want to play, you know, we just finished all the Chagim, all the holidays, and a whole bunch of songs came out around that. And this is one of them. Odea dropped this song. It's called Hakol Hakol Letova. Everything is for the best. And I think, like, as well, when you'll hear the song, like, she's quoting some psalms and, like, you know, it's very connected to, I think, the whole vibe around New Year. But also an important message, I think, at the moment.
Let's hear it.
מגיע לי ארגזים מיליונים שפע סביבה עוטפת וכל חבר בצבע בריאות הנפש סיבוב לבד בטבע לראות אותו עם תפילין כל יום בשבע יש עניין תשמרו על זה בסוד איך לקרום לאלוקים לאהוב אותנו עוד אם נשבר לך הלב תקום לרקוד כי יש עניין ש... יש עניין ש... יש עניין שנתהפך הכל הכל לטובה יש עניין שנתהפך הכל לטובה יש עניין שנתהפך הכל הכל לטובה יש עניין שנתהפך הכל לטובה השם לעולם חסדו והדוב הדור אמונתו יש עניין שנתהפך הכל הכל לטובה יש עניין שנתהפך הכל לטובה יש עניין שנתהפך הכל הכל לטובה יש עניין שנתהפך הכל לטובה
תל אביב הזאת זה סדום ועמורה ערב טוב ובוקר טוב לסטלה חמורה אף אחד לא שותה איתי ואין לזה צורה טלפון אחד אני מרים את החבורה אז הנה הם עולים על הלימוזין חבר טסים הם שותים בנזין שומרים על הכבוד על המונידין אין להם בפורון או פלורנטין תנשמו עמוק הבוקר עוד רחוק אני חייב מתוק לבקבוקים וסטוטרים וזיקוקים נשבר לחלקים ערב קראתי כולם הבינו מיד מי יציל אותנו Oh my God התחלנו אחלה ערב אין בעיה של כסף לא נכנסים ולא יוצאים יש פה כל מה שרוצים מחר לא מגיעים לעבודה ואם מישהו יצלם תדאגו שיעלם למה יש פה הפללות שלא נדע תנשמו עמוק הבוקר עוד רחוק אני חייב מתוק ובקבוקים וסטנטרים וזיקוקים נשבר לחלקים ערב קראתי כולם הבינו מיד מי יציל אותנו Oh my God אין מה העלילה המציא לנו מחילה שתהיה לנו שנה של צמחות במדינה אין מה העלילה המציא לנו מחילה שתהיה לנו שנה של צמחות במדינה אין מה העלילה המציא לנו מחילה שתהיה לנו שנה של צמחות במדינה
תנסי לא לטעות, תחייכי בלי לחיות נשמה שלי תסתירי את השק תחכי, תחכי, אם צריך תשתקי ותראי מה עושים כל היתר כשיבוא תחייכי, את אולי תתרגשי האמת שתפגוש את הנפש גם אם לך זה נגמר, לא נרגיש מיותר רבי נחמן אמר זה בסדר מה שהיה היה העיקר להתחיל מההתחלה מה שהיה היה העיקר לא לפחד כלל אבא תחזק אותי תדליק את הנשמה מה עוד זורקות אני רוציתי כל הנשמה ואם צריך היה לפגוש את הכאב מתוך החושך להעיר את כל מה שבלב אז תחזק אותי בוא תדליק את הנשמה אני צריך אותך כמעביר לנשימה ואם צריך היה לפגוש את הכאב מתוך החושך להעיר את כל מה שבלב בשעות הקשות נפילות ותפילות תעזרי לי לבחור את הדרך עננים אפורים מסתירים לך פנים תנסי לגלות את השמש כשיבוא תחייכי את אולי תתרגשי האמת שתפגוש את הנפש אל תרגיש שנגמר זה עוד לא מאוחר רבי נחמן אמר מה שהיה היה העיקר לא לפחד לה אבא תחזק אותי תדליק את הנשמה מה עוד זורגות אני רוציתי כל הנשמה ואם צריך היה לפגוש את הכאב מתוך החושך להעיר את כל מה שבלב אז תחזק אותי בוא תדליק את הנשמה אני צריך אותך כמעביר לנשימה ואם צריך היה לפגוש את הכאב מתוך החושך להעיר את כל מה שבלב
This is TLV1. You're listening to the sounds of Cold Cambridge.
With Rev Cav.
And DJ Antithesis. You see what I did there?
I saw what you did there. I'm loving it. Got to keep mixing it up.
100%. And we were just kind of like, obviously, as I said, the Chagim, the high holidays have passed, but these songs are very much taking us into that vibe. I'm just listening to Tikkun L'Neshama, fixing the soul, a correction for the soul by Moshe Peretz. It's talking about the tension between what kind of external pressures tell us we should do and what our inner self tells us is right. And kind of quoting some Hasidic texts there as well.
Rabbi Nachman's having a moment.
Rabbi Nachman is going strong. Before that, Leon Narkis, he's got a new album on the way, and so that's a drop off. That is called Oh My God. And he's kind of in the middle, out of nowhere comes like one of the Slichot, the Sephardi Slichot there. So, you know, he's connecting that to the high holidays too. It's a very nice upbeat number. And we open up with Hakol Latova by Hodeya, which I think, Rav Kav, you very quickly identified the vibes on that, right?
Yeah, if you've ever been to on Saturday night or maybe another night to in Jerusalem in the square, a lot of times you'll see like a Rabbi Nachman truck that's like from 30 years ago, looks like it has no fuel left in the tank and has like a little stage platform on top with people dancing and raving on it and a bunch of payas sidelocks flying around. That's the vibes that I got.
You forgot the huge speakers.
And absolutely massive speakers that if you live anywhere close to that area, you are being woken up.
It's like these guys, they appear around Israel. Some, they also come in Tel Aviv sometimes. Yeah. And they'll drive around with the loud music. And every now and again, they'll just stop in the middle of the road and all come out of the van and start dancing. There'll be this mixed response. Some people will just be frustrated. And other people will get out of their cars and just join in and just like embrace the chaos.
Yeah, yeah. You either got to lean in or lean out. But hopefully people are leaning in. There was actually in Tel Aviv, right after the Chagim, on Simchat Torah, dance parties, but like no music. But then there's Hakafot Shniot, which is like right after Simchat Torah. And right here on Dizengoff,
yeah,
they were rocking and they had some nice vans with massive speakers and people were loving it. Tel Aviv was leaning in hard and ready to celebrate. And it really like took something from the air and just like went with it.
Yeah, I was there as well.
Yeah,
it was I think, you know, it was just with all the news as well. Like last year Simchat Torah was like not very happy. Like, I mean, I think that, like, we all kind of just tried to do it. I, for the kids, I wanted, you know, wanted to try and, you know, make it fun, but like, you know, not very good vibes. And then we had all that good news just before the holiday this year, and I think everyone was just like, yes, yeah, good times.
Yeah, it's also one of the beautiful things is that like we have this religious language that we can like tap into that's familiar, that is just like a part of like Israeli culture, Jewish culture, that just gives us text and like words and something to sing and dance to.
It was beautiful. And anyway, so why did we go off on this tangent? It's because like when I played the song, Rav Kav was like, this is giving me Rabbi, you know, Nachman Van vibes. And I was like, it's funny you should say that. And I pulled up the album art and there was a picture of a Nachman Van. So there you go. Identified it right away. I actually ended up one year on Lag BaOmer. I ended up on Mount Moron, which is like, you know, Lag BaOmer is a holiday. It's around kind of, I don't know, May time. And the place to go is Mount Moron. It's near Tzfat. And I ended up there one year. Long story, I'm not going to go into that. And around 2 o'clock in the morning, I ended up at a rave of these guys. It was just a trance rave and all these guys and me and my mate. And we leaned in because it was just like, that's what was
because you were
going
there.
Yeah.
You went up for the festival.
Yeah. It was wild. Anyway, digress. But a fun digression. And speaking of raves, big news.
Huh?
Big news. So guys, it's a little bit late. But, you know, around January time when I told you we were celebrating 20 years of Cold Cambridge, I was like, I want to do a physical event. And we're doing it.
Wow.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. 9th of November in a pretty nice club, I must say, in Tel Aviv.
Capella.
Capella. It's not far from Sarona, for those who are familiar with it.
In the Hajjaj Tower.
That's right. 14th floor, beautiful views over the city. It's going to be three DJs. There's a guy called Sundors. He's going to be doing like house Afrobeat mixes of Israeli songs. There's going to be me in the middle, doing all the pop, the mainstream, the Mizrahi. And then closing off is a guy called Biblical Beats. He's coming in all the way from London.
Wow.
Straight from the airport, we're getting him to the venue. He's an old friend. He's also known as Blake Ezra. And he's like, you know, he's become quite a big figure on social media, actually, to do with... He's a photographer, a super talented photographer, who's photographed every famous person almost you can think of. But he's become like an online activist about Israel starting like a few years ago. And is also a very talented DJ, so he's going to be dropping some biblical beats to tie up the night.
Epic.
Yeah, and it's all the profits are going to charity. A charity called Makor, which supports children from very troubled backgrounds in Israel who have a musical talent, to develop that musical talent to help them get out of their problems. And I'm hoping for a big night.
It's going to be a big night, and really kol hakavod to you for keeping this show going for the past 20 years and for organizing this, and we can't wait to celebrate.
Yeah, it's kind of a headache. I was like, you know what, I wanted to do it and I said I was going to do it, and once I said I'm going to do something, I have to do it. Like, you know, the listeners, you remember we had some issues with my apartment, and you know, and then we've had a baby, and there was this little thing going on in the background called war. So, you know, there's been a lot going on this year which kind of got in the way of life. It's happening. It's going to be huge. And patrons, by the way, LMP patrons and above get a 20% discount.
Nice.
On the tickets. And Ben Yehuda patrons and above, free ticket.
Wow. Yeah. There it is.
There it is. So
come through, bring a friend. You got a free ticket, so pay for another one for a friend. Bring a mate.
100%. Get involved. And we're going to record it, hopefully. Touch wood, you know, you never know what's going to happen all night. We're going to record it and put it up for the patrons who can't make it over to Israel. So, you know, if you want to be a part of this event and you're not a patron already, now's the time.
Get involved.
All right. We've talked a lot, you know, but there's been a lot to talk about. And I also want to talk about the first ever debut album from Agam Buchbot, which is super interesting because, like, you know, recently we had the first ever album from Noah Kirel, who's kind of like, you know, came up around the same time. They're a similar age. Noah's a little bit older. And they were all just doing single after single after single. And now it's like, I don't know, it's like a statement, I guess. Like, I'm a proper artist. I'm a mature artist. I know I've got an album. And Agam Buchbot is like, it's a real transition for me that I'm still getting my head around. Because Noah Kirel, even when she was 14, like, she wasn't acting like she was 14. Like, you know, it was all like, to be honest, it was a little bit much. I remember talking about it at the time, some of the, you know, the videos and things, like it was very adult in vibe, whereas Agam Buchbot was always this kind of sweet kind of kid, you know, and like, that is definitely not the case anymore. She's a grown up woman now.
Turn the corner.
And the album's called 21 because she's 21 years old. And it's kind of like, I feel like it's like, I'm here, take me seriously as an artist. Not that we didn't take her seriously before, but like, that old me is the old me and this is the new me. So we're going to open up with one of the songs off the album. I'm going to play a couple of them for you, and this one is called Aristocrat.
Very fancy.
High aspirations for Agam Buchbot.
תעזוב אותי, תגדל קצת ביטחון, דבר על הפשוט איתי.
שחיתי בביצה פתאום כולם חברים פרלמנט של הביצה שלי אין לי טלפון אבל בא לי על כל ההוגה רק שלי אל תיגע רק שלי אל תיגע ישיבות ופיצוחים משפט להבדלה נחשים ואנשים אני כבר לא מבדילה די יותר זה הפאקים של התהילה אשלי אל תיגע אשלי אל תיגע והיה לי את הכל וגם לא כבר משמאל טוק, דיף לי כבר לשתוק זה מרגיש שהחיים כמו רכבת בלעות קצת עולים ואז יורדים ונושמים את הבחירות יש טובות ויש רעות אבל בחורות טובות בחוץ לא מחפשות כי יש להן כבוד והיה לי את הכל fuck any sexy for some memory for some memory alte vakesh khibuk ani kvar lo aktovet taut khatsani tuk kakhat simasoret ital khayis tamnut yoter ani lo notene lekh la khat akhere ata khazar ala shufula dira זה בושם שאני לא מכירה מה חשבת שאני לא יודע נו מה, נו מה בסוף הרבה יותר יפה לי שאתה לא פה אם אני פה אל תישאר כי אתה לא תשרוד קמתי לרקוד פאק אני סקסית וזה מהמם לי וזה מהמם לי וזה הרבה יותר יפה לי שאתה לא פה תגיד על מי אתה עובד, על מה אתה מצטער גם שאתה שותק אתה עדיין משקר די להתקרבן ולשחק אותה עיוור גם אתה לא מאמין לכל השיט שאתה אומר אתה דפוק עם תעודות גס לייטינג ברמות הכי קשות ועוד שוט ועוד שוט עד שקמתי לרקוד אתה לא תשרוד לא נותן כבוד ותקבל כבוד אתה חוזר עליי שבוע לדירה עם איזה בושם שאני לא מכירה מה חשבת שאני לא יודע שאתה לא פה, אם אני פה, אל תישאר כי אתה לא תשרוד, קמתי לרקוד, פאק אני סקסית וזה מהמם לי, וזה מהמם לי וזה הרבה יותר יפה לי שאתה לא פה, אם אני פה, אל תישאר כי אתה לא תשרוד
את העיניים היא ילדת מדבר רוקדת יחפה לחולות עד שהאופק נגמר מדליקה פה את כולם אני מחווה כמו סם השפתיים צבע דם כל הגוף שלי כבר חם אל תזור תדליקו לה את השמש בלילות היא עפה כמו סופה על החולות חצי משוגעת חצי כהנה לאן היא בהלה היא פאטה מוגנה פאטה מוגנה והיא נוגעת בשמיים זה לא נראה מוזר היא רוקדת על הזכוכיות ואני לא ניזר מדליקה פה את כולם אני מחווה כמו סם השפתיים צבע דם כל הגוף שלי כבר חם אל תזוזי מפה תדליקו לת השם
This is TLV1, you're listening to the sounds of Cole Cambridge, and I'm DJ Antiphasis.
Yeah, good love, Cap.
You were like, what's going on?
I was just waiting for you. I follow your lead.
You go, yeah, you know, keep people on your toes, you know what I mean?
Totally.
And that was Fata Morgana, that well-known Hebrew phrase. You're familiar with it, Rav Cav?
No.
I had to look it up myself because it isn't Hebrew, it's Italian, and it means like an illusion, but it is apparently used sometimes in Hebrew.
Okay. Well, this apartment is owned by a nice Italian couple, so very, very thematic for...
Very good. Appropriate. Che figata.
Yeah. My Italian is not there.
No? No parli italiano.
No. No. Yeah. How many words do you have in Italian?
Maybe 50.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, Fata Morgana, mate, which means it's an illusion. but no, I have a little bit, because you know, I lived in Switzerland, which is next to Italy, and like, I used to go to Italy a fair bit, and you know, picked up some, you know, useful phrases like, you know, I'm on seventh heaven, sto al settimo cielo, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, you just got to learn a few phrases, and then people are like, wow, that's amazing, you speak really great Italian, but they don't know you only know a few phrases.
Yeah, that's like me with Arabic. Exactly. I know a few phrases here or there, and then people are like, oh, mashallah. And I'm like, no, mashallah is like that's what I know. That's where it stops.
It's all an illusion. And that was Itai Levy talking about the illusion Fata Morgana. In his case, an illusion was a beautiful woman. Before that, Eden Golan, who is very confident in her status as a beautiful woman, the song is called Sex It, and it's self-referential, calling herself very sexy. And All For That Confidence, loving that by Eden Golan. Of course, Israel's Eurovision entry a couple of years back. And before that, we heard those two songs from Agam Buchbut, Aristocrat, telling a gentleman that he thinks he's all that, but actually he's not. Good for you, Agam. Put him in his place. and afterwards, talking, the song is called Diet Coke.
No comment. I'm not a soda drinker.
No, not into Diet Coke.
Yeah, but I am into Agam Buchbot, and like, good for her for releasing an album, and looking forward to hearing more of her sounds as she matures.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the next album is already being planned. Sprite, Fanta.
We got a whole soda machine here.
Yeah. Mountain Dew. We don't have that in Israel, but like, that's for the international market.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, exactly. Don't knock it till you've tried it. Did you have that campaign in America? No, you didn't.
No. Or maybe we did, but it was
a big campaign in the UK because no one drinks Dr. Pepper. And was like, don't knock it till you've tried it. Anyway, sorry, I'm not going to get into that. Certainly something you shouldn't knock until you've tried it is classic Israeli tunes. We talked about it last show, I think, Tzilele HaKerem. One of the real foundation pillars of Mizrahi music in Israel. These guys out of the Yemenite Quarter in Tel Aviv. One of the key members was Daklon. I talk to my father-in-law sometimes about it, and like, you know, he grew up right next to the Yemenite Quarter. He is Yemenite, and he knew these guys. They weren't best buddies, but like, you know, it was just like everyone knew each other, and they would do the parties, and you know, it was a haflot. And they're a huge part of kind of musical history here, and a lot of their songs have become canon, even though people may not even know where they're originally from. And as kind of a tribute to that, they've put out an album. It's a huge album. It's like over 20 songs on it.
Wow.
And they've got all sorts of different artists collaborating. Sometimes the artist is doing it on their own, or sometimes they're teaming up with Daklon, and they're kind of doing new versions of these classic songs. Got to be honest, some of them are more successful than others. Some of them I'm not necessarily feeling it, but a lot of them I am, and I wanted to go deep into the album with you guys here. So I'm going to open up with one of the tracks. It's called Simona Mi Dimona, Simona from the city of Dimona, but you know, rhymes nicely. This version is by Yehuda Ravitz, and we're going to hear a few more tracks of the album too, so here we go.
שזופה הוא שמה סימונה ומחכה לבן זוגה
Simona, mi Dimona. אחת לבבך בנצת הפוח בליל ירח מלא יחד נצא לסוח אז נחג הלב יחד נצא לסוח אז נחג הלב
Yeah. פעם מאות שנים איי איי ישבו ישראל שעננים חופשים תחת יד מענים וזונים לעולם לא
Sapari da mo da mi mo Sapari no gil bethe mo Sapari da mo da mi mo Sapari no gil bethe mo Beth melochim ha ha ho mo On ma go
This is TLV1. You're listening to the sounds of Cole Cambridge.
With Rav Kahav.
And DJ Antipasis. Bringing you the biggest and best in Israeli and Jewish music as always. And we just went on a trip to Deep Yemen right there.
Wow. Wow. Visiting our Houthi brothers and sisters.
They love us. And that was Tzion Golan with Sapari Tamo or Sapari Thomo. If I'm going, and because that's like a Yemenite piyuta, like a kind of religious liturgical poem, mixture of Hebrew and Arabic actually in the original version.
And some of the way they pronounce Hebrew sounds like Arabic also.
Right, right. I'm used to it now. I'm used to it, but like, you know, I can hold my own amongst the Yemenites. But although my wife doesn't like me doing it. She I don't know. She can't do it herself. I think that's the issue. She can't do the Yemenite accent, so she gets upset that I can.
I think that you are just really like a Yemenite soul inside of a British body.
Yeah, for real. Fortunately, in Israel, cultural appropriation isn't a thing. So, you know, it's as much. So it's okay for me. And my father-in-law likes it. He likes, you know, me getting involved.
There we go. I feel like cultural appropriation is just praised. It's like you're identifying with your people, with your roots, and like any cultural appropriation we do from other cultures, it's like they don't care about Israel. They'll be okay.
Yeah, it's good. And they got look, the Yemenites got good music. So that was Tion Golan, a classic. You know, like, huge. He's the Yemenite singer. He does a lot of traditional Yemenite music. Before that, Bezochri Yamim Yamima, that is the Duck one together with the Revivo project, kind of redoing that one. That's a Moroccan folk song, actually. Remembering days past, it was what it means. Ahuvat Levavi, before that, the love of my heart. Daklon teaming up with Shlomi Shabbat, and we open up with Yehuda Ravitz, an Ashkenazi singer, kind of doing that Simona Mi Dimona track.
You spend a lot of time in Dimona?
No. No, I have not spent a lot of time. I've been there a couple of times. You know, I am a tour guide, but it's just not a lot to see in Dimona.
Nope.
My youth movement actually used to send people to Dimona for like, you know, there's a year program that I also did it. But by my time, we lived in Tzfat. But about three, 4 years before me, they used to live in Dimona.
Wow.
Go there for 4 months and volunteer and, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Dimona could be a little sleepy down there.
Yeah, there's all sorts of interesting things in Dimona. I mean, obviously, there's the thing that no one's allowed to talk about, which is right next to it. Dimona's actually the biggest city in Israel. Did you know that?
No, what does that mean?
It's the biggest city in Israel by area.
Oh, okay.
Because the area includes the whole secret, not-so-secret military site, which is right next to it.
Wow.
So there you go. Dimona is officially, that's a trick trivia question.
Nice stat.
Got the Black Hebrews down in Dimona. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Anyway, I digress. And there's a lady called Simona who's very popular.
You gotta meet up.
Anyway, I don't know if I mentioned it either. No, I definitely did mention it, but not too late to become a patron. And we can't do the show without the patrons. So just want a little reminder there, just get involved, go to Patreon. Just search Patreon and Cole Cambridge, you'll find it. And there's all sorts of levels. And of course, if you want to come to the party.
Come to the party.
Yeah, then get involved. I didn't even say where you can get tickets. Like, go to our Facebook, facebook.com/KOLCambridge. Or if you go to our Patreon page, there's a link there. And if you go to our Instagram, which is KOL.Cambridge, there's a link in the little link in bio section. So all the links are there.
And post it with this upcoming podcast episode.
I think definitely we need to do that. So tickets are moving fast, and like grab yours before it's too late. In fact, the early bird tickets come with a special free gift.
Get involved.
Indeed. All right. Coming towards the end of the show, Sason Shaulov coming strong. He's done this new song together with Yair Elitzur, who's a more religious artist. And it's called Haraze Lo Ani, Evil Is Not Me. And it's about the fact that at our core, human beings are good people. And, you know, that's like a really nice thought. You know, we're good people, sometimes we mess up. But at the core, the vast majority, I think he's saying everyone, I'll go with the vast majority, good people. And we just need to find that inner goodness. It's there in all of us.
Sason Shaulov's really leaning into the religious things, and after Od Yoter Tov, he's just trying to spread the good word.
Indeed. So let's enjoy that right now.
ועכשיו נאזין לשירה מחדש של הזמרים ססון יפרם שאולוב ויאיר אלייצור. מיד הוא מגיע אל אוזניכם. השמעת בכורה.
רק בורא עולם יודע מה קורה אצלי בלב. איך היצר משתגע ושחק לי עם הלב. ושוב הוא בא אליי במחשבות שלי נוחת עליי. הוא מאשים אותי.
אני חייל, אני נלחם להאמין שרק אתה יודע מי אני.
כי הרי זה לא אני, אני טוב גמור. הרי זה לא אני, אני טוב גמור. והרי זה לא אני, אני טוב גמור. אני טוב גמור, אני טוב גמור. אתה יודע אמיתי, אני זה כל הטוב שלי. משהו פה מחבק אותי, אומר לנצח אתה בני. אם החיים
הפחד שלי הוא מאשים אותי נוחת עליי צוחק לי בפנים
עובדה שאמר לי השטויות והסרטים מרגיש לי טוב רק מעשים טובים
כי יאללה זה לא
יאללה ביי לשאר העת שלי מילה מזמן את כל הנייר ואם היא רלוונטית צרוק איזה סימן כי די נשבר כמה עוד שבורות אפשר לשבור על הבר כמה עוד שמורות אפשר לשמור את המספר מאז שאת הגעת אני טס על אוטומטי מרוב שהתמכרתי כבר איבדתי הכרה אני אגיל למשחקים של נשיקה ואז תראה תביני
עד שפתחת לי את העיניים
אני ראיתי שלך את יפה שאלוהים ישמור עוד לא פגשתי מישהי לב כמוך אני אוהב אני שונא את זה שאני מתמכר לך טוב אני מתמכר לך טוב
לא יודע הפלת אותי בנוקאוט כמה מאה ומאחד עד עשר כולך מאה ממאה באמת פולן אמת אני בירה קרה על החוף אתה שמש מספר את סיפורים ווואלה בא לי להקשיב אנחנו כל כך מסתדרים אז וואלה בא לי שנריב מכות בא לי להרגיש פחות
אלף בעיות ואתה מתבטא
מרוב שהתמכרתי כבר איבדתי הכרה אני רגיל למשחקים של נשיקה ואז תראה תביני
עד שפתחת לי את העיניים
אני ראיתי שחר את יפה שאלוהים ישמור עוד לא פגשתי מישהי עם לב כמוך אני אוהב אני שונא את זה שאני מתמכר לך טוב אני מתמכר לך טוב עשית אותי המלך וואלה את מלכה יש פה ים דגים אני לא זורק חכה
וואלה לא רואה בעיניים כשאת מפחדת אני הממד שלך כל הזקה
במשפט שלי אתה שופטת
ראש הממשלה שלי בכנסת
עם כל הטוב הזה יקבל לך בידיים אני פה לסחוב אותנו כשיורים לי ברגליים
ברוב שהתמכרתי כבר איבדתי הכרה אני רגיל למשחקים של נשיקה והסתירות
So you're listening now to Raiti Shahor, that is Idom Malka, together with Eli Chapman, very fun, funky vibe. Definitely like the first time I heard this, definitely like just fell in love with it. Of course, before La Hara, Zelo Ani, that is Sasson Shahor, together with Elie Tzur. Raiti Shahor, forgot to say, means I saw black. And we're going to leave you with another banger from Leon Narkis. His new album is full of like very high tempo songs. It's going to drop soon. This song is called Gangster. And I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible. At the birthday party is going to be massive. See you soon.
השקט שלפני הסערה. היא מתעכבת כי היא יודעת שזה ייגמר ברע. יותר משבוע אתה לא רגוע, תלחש לה בשקט כולך געגוע. מזמן לא דיברתם, מתי היא חוזרת לפגישה? כי אתה גנגסטר, לא מכסה את הצלקות שלך עם פלסטר, פותח לה את הדלת אתה מאסטר, ולטשטש את העקבות אתה לא חפר.
You respect me, I respect you. אני בדל
אותו חליפת פסיר, שולחן שמו לך אנחנו מחכים. נכנסת למסיבה וכולם רועדים ממך, הם בוחנים את הצלקות על הפנים. יותר משבוע אתה לא רגוע, תלחש לה בשקט כולך געגוע. בזמן לא דיברתם, מתי היא חוזרת לפגישה?
Respect me, I respect you. Arrivederci.
Yeah.
One family, New York. Arrivederci.